The following program is transcribed.
For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Today, let's listen in on a conversation between a mother and her recently married daughter. The daughter is talking about an amazing wash day discovery she made recently. Listen.
Well, I've never been so surprised in my life. Just think of it, Mother. Dirty water coming out of clean clothes. Clothes I myself had just washed with a leading suds the way you're told to. Well, now, how in the world did dirty wash water happen to be coming from clean clothes?
Well, they washed them over again the deep clean Oxidol way.
You should have seen the dirty wash water that came from those clothes. Certainly proves to me how much gray dirt deep cleaning Oxidol can get out of clothes already washed with shortcut suds.
No shortcut suds for me. I'm switching to deep cleaning Oxidol today.
Yes, ladies, and it will pay you to switch to deep cleaning Oxidol too. For deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and washes out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. So try this yourself next wash day. Use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And most important of all, see for yourself what Oxidol does for your clothes. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yep, Oxidol is truly safe. Deep cleaning clothes stay brighter, new-looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. To get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, now at last, will Ma learn the truth about those deceitful cousins of hers? When Cousin Sylvester proposed marriage to Fay, the truth became more important than ever. That the cousins are no better than swindlers. Ma and the folks have been thwarted at every turn. At least, until yesterday. Because yesterday, Shuffle did learn from Willie. Yes, Cousin Sylvester has taken Willie's life savings for some sort of crooked investment. Of course, Ma doesn't know that. Well, it's shortly afternoon now, and Ma's just entering the house. Listen.
Is that you, Ma?
Yes, see.
Oh, I was beginning to wonder where you were. It's almost 1 o'clock. Cousin Ed called up from the lumber yard. Oh, hi, Ma.
Hello, dear.
Cousin Ed said he and Sylvester take turns going to lunch. Where were you, Ma? Where's Shuffle?
We've been at Abby's. Shuffle won't be here. Paulette have her lunch?
Oh, yes, almost an hour ago. She's outside someplace.
Well, what happened, Ma?
Did you learn anything from Evie?
Boy, here, sit down. I'll get you your lunch. We didn't learn nothing. I ain't very hungry, sir. Did you make tea?
Oh, no, but I'll make it now. What do you mean you didn't learn anything? Was Willie there? Shuffle was there ahead of you, wasn't he? Tell me, Ma.
There's nothing to tell, child. Yes, Shuffle was arguing with Evie when I got there. Evie was just like she'd been this past month or more. She don't like folks asking questions about her business. So, we didn't learn nothing. On the way home, Willie was coming along the street. Shuffle stopped to talk to him.
Oh, that Evie. She can be so obstinate when she decides to be. Did you say anything to Evie about me, Ma? About Sylvester and me?
No, I didn't, say child. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't know what to say. I haven't talked to you about it. You only told me that Sylvester wants to marry you. I'd like to talk with you about it. Unless you're of a mind not to.
Sure, Ma. Wait a minute. Spoon this out and I'll put on the tea and then we'll talk.
It's real clear how things work out. Henry and Shuffle and all of us have been trying to learn if the cousins are some kind of crooks, taking Willie's nephew's money and lying about it. And at the very same time, I learned the nicest thing that I could learn about Cousin Sylvester. That he likes my face, Emma.
That's a testimonial on his behalf, is it?
Ma, you're very sweet. Here, sit down. And you know, that's so true about the girl herself. I mean, a man can be almost any sort of man, but the minute it becomes obvious to the girl that he's serious about her, she can't help thinking about him very seriously. Is that the only way you feel about Cousin Sylvester, say Charles? Interested in him only because he's interested in you?
I just don't know, Ma. I certainly don't think I'm in love with Sylvester. Not the way I was in love with Paul. Not the way I felt about Andrew. But on the other hand, maybe it's I myself who've changed. Maybe what I'm looking for is not romantic love, but, oh, just to get it over with. By which I mean, get married. Stop feeling at such loose ends. I don't want to wait much longer, Mom. Paulette will be too grown up. The adjustment would be too difficult for her. And I do want to get married. Maybe I'm sort of lonely, too.
It's real hard for me to believe that you've changed so very much, Faith. That you'd get married to anybody just because you got this idea that you should get married. I always think of myself as a girl who loves with her heart as well as her head.
But don't we grow up, Ma? Get older and more reasonable? And I believe that I'm an affectionate person. After I know somebody long enough, it's just my nature to like them very much.
Sylvester.
Sylvester or anything. Until now, of course. I mean, until Shuffle began making me look at Sylvester so, sideways. You know what Shuffle thinks Sylvester's after, Ma.
What Sylvester's after?
Shuffle says it's my inheritance. The money. The money Paul left Paulette and me.
Oh. One thing you gotta admit about Shuffle, he comes out plain and straight with what he thinks. Your money. Why, the thought just never crossed my mind. The cousin trying to get everything. Well, that just fits in with everything else that Shuffle believes. He believes that Sylvester took Willie's and Evie's money. He believes that they're in town only to get what they can from all of us. Yes, Shuffle has been telling us right along. Why does Cousin Sylvester even know that you got that inheritance?
Oh, he knows all right. We've even had a discussion or two about insurance or something. Sylvester used to sell insurance. Yes, he knows.
My cousin? Paul's cousin? Isn't that water boiling yet?
No.
Land, it's like one little drop of poison can just spoil everything. Since all this started, I've been ashamed even to talk to Benita. Well, how can I even face Benita with the idea in the back of my mind that maybe her or her family are no better than this? Huh? Come to the door?
Wait, Jeff found out. Oh, is that Willie? Willie and Shuffle, Ma. Hello,
Shuffle. Heaven's sake, Shuffle, will you let go of my arm? I'm black and brown from where you've been grabbing me. Listen, I haven't had my lunch yet.
I know.
I'm hungry. I'm tired. I don't want any arguments when I'm hungry and tired. Hi, Faye.
Hello, Willie.
This guy's crazy.
Hello, Willie. Chef. Well, if it's lunch you want, Willie.
Greetings, ladies. Sure, somebody give Willie lunch. You don't have to talk, Willie. You just have to nod your head yes.
You let go of me.
All right, then.
Anyhow, I want to sit down.
Well, what is it? What's the excitement? Well, Willie, do you really want lunch? Wait, here, I just set this in front of Mom. She hasn't even touched it. You take it, Willie. I'll set you another plate, Mom.
Oh, thanks, Faye. This guy is crazy, absolutely crazy. You hear me, Shuffle? You're crazy.
Oh, well, what is it, Shuffle? Why are you standing there looking at... looking at Willie like
that? Perkins, I'm looking at Willie like he's a plate of candy. For 17 years, we worked shoulder to shoulder, and I always figured he was the most outstanding, every kind of standing young fella between Peruvian Bulgravia. Now I know he's more than that. Huh? For he's a jolly good fellow. And if anybody says it to the contrary, I'll poke him right in the snoot. Victory ball, victory pay. And all do is with an old woogie cheek where we see
it. Oh, cut it off now.
Come on, Willie, eat your lunch. You got any cake, Fay? Bread ain't good enough for this fair prince of good fellows. You ought to have cake. Want a glass of milk, Willie? Excuse me, Fay. I'll go get Willie a glass of milk.
You see? You hear? He's nuts. Absolutely gone loony. I don't want any milk, and I don't want any cake. Is this really for me?
No, yes, you're right. Go ahead. Well, what is it, Shuffle?
Willie, you yourself don't know how important it is what you just told me out there on the street. Willie himself don't realize, lady, but he told me. Willie, you can't deny that you told me.
But I told you what? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Willie Fitz has told me, folks, or words to that effect, that him and Evie took every cent they got in the world, their savings account, their life savings, and they gave the money to Sylvester to invest it for them.
No.
Shuffle, I told you it was a secret. I told you that Sylvester said we can't tell anybody. Is that why you dragged me here? Uncle, why is everybody looking like I got two heads or something?
Did you hear it, Ma? Did you hear it, Faye? What he just said?
Oh, Willie. Then it's true. My cousin. Pa's cousin. Our own cousin.
I never got such a sparkling wash before. That's what women everywhere are saying about deep cleaning Oxydol. For deep cleaning Oxydol really gets clothes sparkling clean. Reaches deep down into fibers for the grimy dirt in clothes and floats it away. You can see your clothes washed dazzling white and bright with Oxydol. You can feel the clothes are soft and fluffy. Smell, they're sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxydol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oxydol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxydol package. And so the truth is out at last. And now we can only hope that Ma's pain and grief will be healed. What's going to happen? Well, Ma decides what she must do on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins, transcribed, same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxydol.
Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep. Cleaning. Deep cleaning.